It's Hawaii Public Radio, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Today we're speaking with multi-instrumentalist and Americana artist David Bromberg as he starts a tour of the Aloha State, tonight kicking off a two-day run at the Blue Note before hitting the Honoka'a People's Theater Friday and the Mac on Saturday. He's on the line right now. Hey, David, thanks for being our guest today on All Things Considered.
It's my pleasure.
Let's dial back to how you first developed as a music lover and then musician. What led to you getting to study under Reverend Gary Davis?
Well, I studied with Reverend Davis right around 1963 and 4, 5, somewhere around there. That was just a wonderful experience. He was an extraordinary man, one of the greatest guitar players to walk the planet, and a unique guitar player.
How did you end up getting to do that?
I was walking up Bleecker Street, and there was a sandwich sign on the sidewalk that said, "This afternoon, Reverend Gary Davis." And I had a record of which one side was the Reverend, and his playing was baffling and fantastic. So I went in, I sat down, I listened to the set, and afterwards I approached him, and not expecting a positive answer, I asked him if I could take lessons with him. And he said, "Yes, bring the money, honey, $5. and that was the Reverend, and that's how we started. At that point, he was living in the Bronx, but later he moved out to Queens. Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded a song that he had changed quite a bit and did. They got it copywritten for him in his name. It was a hit. I think they called it If I Had My Way. He called it Samson and Delilah. And that enabled him to get out of the place he was in the Bronx and live in a really nice place in a nice neighborhood.
Kind of like giving back to him in some ways.
Yes, I applaud them.
That must have been a cat that in your times that you've associated with Jorma Kaukonen, because I know he was a big Reverend Gary Davis fan too.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people would never have heard of the Reverend Gary Davis without Jorma.
Your posters are up right now because you come into town, and the poster is really one of these things that makes you anticipate a show. There are a lot of artists listed on it that you're associated with throughout your career, and I just thought we could kind of, it is radio, but we'll look at the poster together via conversation and maybe hear some of the stories about the artists that you're tied to. Bob Dylan is one that just obviously sticks out.
He called me up and asked me to help him check out a studio, which I later found out he knew the studio really well. The album that came out as a result of that was Self-Portrait, and then I worked with him on his next two albums, and then in the 90s, I produced a bunch of tracks with him. He wanted to do tunes that I performed, including a number I wrote. At that time, he had a recording of me doing a song called Nobody's Fault But Mine, which I later recorded again. The first recording was during the disco scare, and that's what he had in his mind, this disco-ish version. I mean, it wasn't pure disco by any means, but it had that kind of rhythm to it.
Right.
I got a choir that my wife used to sing with. It was a church choir, and she was the only gray face in it. And they were just wonderful singers, and they were at the session, and maybe one of them might have heard of Bob Dylan, but most of them had never heard of him. He's not really popular in the African-American gospel scene. So they were there, and it was at least 20 women on one side of the studio, and then in the vocal booth on the other side of the studio was Bob. And he was playing the guitar, trying to get a groove on the tune, and he was working on it, and the women were getting a little impatient. So they decided to pray. The prayer went, "Dear Lord, please help this man find what it is he's looking for, and with a quickness." So that's my favorite story.
That's a good one. What about Jerry? I see Jerry's name on there, too. Jerry Garcia.
I did two albums with him, or he did two albums with me. They were my albums. I remember I was at Woodstock. I didn't perform, but I was there and backstage, and during the famous rainstorm, Jerry and I, just the two of us, shared a teepee, and we just played through the whole rainstorm. It was a nice afternoon.
Had you already known him prior to that?
No, I think that was it. I think that's where I kind of met him.
And then that led to getting to work with him. How about the Eagles?
Well, I knew Bernie Ledden of the Eagles and kind of knew the other guys who had been in the Corvettes, which became the Eagles. It was Linda Ronstadt's backup band. But the guy I knew best was Bernie Ledden. he invited me to play on one of their albums while he was playing on one of mine.
And what was the Eagles? Which album or tune is that that you're on?
I'm on a tune that was an instrumental that Bernie wrote. It was the album with the deer's skull on the cover.
One of These Nights, I think.
You got me, but okay. That was the one.
Ringo Starr, George Harrison.
Yeah, George and I wrote a song together. The song is called The Hold Up. We were both at my manager's home for Thanksgiving dinner. It was just my manager's family and George and me. And my manager's daughter had a gut string guitar, a little, not a professional instrument or anything. But George and I are both guitar junkies, so we were passing the guitar back and forth. And we weren't trying to write a song, but we did. Before we knew it. And with Ringo, it was interesting. I used to run into the guys in the band, Levon, Rick Danko, Richard Manuel, Garth Hudson,
Robbie
Roberts, and I used to run into them all kinds of places. I'd run into them at backstage and at hotels, at truck stops even. Anyhow, I was staying at the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles and bumped into the bass player for the band.
Rick Danko.
Yes, Rick Danko.
Okay.
He said that he was going to play fiddle on a Ringo Starr record, and did I have a fiddle and would I come too? So, sure, that's how I did the first record I did with Ringo, and I also did one later on.
That's cool. It's what a great connection that you had. And finally on the connections things, because we'd be here all day, but one of them, an artist who just played here in the islands recently, Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, Bonnie's wonderful. I've known Bonnie for a long, long time. I couldn't tell you where I first met her. It must have been backstage at some gig that we were both doing. I remember one gig called Stompin' 76. It was a huge thing. It was an outdoor festival. That must have been at least 100,000 people.
That's fun times. Well, there's a lot of cats that you've got in your legacy as you roll through the islands. I hope you had fun today. Thank you for doing this.
I did.
It's David Bromberg.
Thank you.
Be safe, David. Aloha, brother.
Aloha.